couple of years ago, a student of mine gave me this story, which I read to you. In that place between wakefulness and dreams, I found myself in the room with walls covered with boxes of index files stretching from floor to ceiling. One box was labeled "People I Have Liked." I opened it, and to my surprise, each card had the name of a person I knew. Then I realized where I was. This was the catalog file of my whole life. All the details, big and small, were recorded. Both curiosity and fear stirred within me as I began to randomly open the files. Some brought back wonderful memories. Others triggered shame so intense that I glanced over my shoulder to make sure that no one was watching. Files included books I have read. Another, television programs I have watched. There was one, lies I have told, and comfort I have given. Then there was things done in anger, and another file, times I have cursed. There also were files titled people I have helped and prayers I have prayed. I was overwhelmed with the sheer volume of the cards. There were hundreds of boxes, and each contained hundreds of cards. I timidly opened the people I have hurt file and was amazed at its depth. Yet each card had my name and my signature. I was drawn to the file, people I have shared the gospel with, and was embarrassed that the box was almost empty. When I moved on to the file, people I've not forgiven, I was surprised that the box was almost full. I did not have to look at each card because I knew intuitively that these files were accurate. No mistakes here. I glanced up, and the file I dreaded most, lustful thoughts, was in front of me. A shameful chill ran through my body. I opened the file, but only for a moment, not willing to test its bulk and its size. I was obsessed with destroying the cards, but found that I could not. Though they were thin, they were as strong as steel. In fact, I could not even dislodge them from the file cabinets they were in. By now, only one thought dominated my mind. No one must ever see these cards. No one must ever enter into this room. Tears came to my eyes. I sobbed so violently that I began to shake. I fell on my knees and cried, humiliated and afraid. I must lock the room and hide the key. As I wiped my tears away and was about to stand up, I noticed that someone had entered into the room. I glanced up at his face, and then I saw him. No, not him. Not him, anyone but Jesus. I turned away, burning with shame. Then he began to open the files and read the cards. He went from box to box, and when I glanced up, I saw sorrow on his face that was just as deep as my own. Why did he have to look at them? After a few moments, he walked over and put his arm around me. He said nothing but just cried with me. Then he began to systematically go through the files one by one from beginning to end, assigning his name on each card. No, no, I sobbed. You can't do that. I was amazed at how quickly he went through all of the boxes, and when he was finished, he showed me some cards up close. And I noticed that on each was his signature, signed with his own blood, covering my name. I turned away and cried. By now he was standing beside me. He put his hand on my shoulder and said, "It is finished." He waited in silence for me to dry my tears, and then he led me out of the room. Suddenly, a verse I memorized in Sunday school flashed into my mind. There is, therefore, now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. Together we walked down the hallway, but the door was left unlocked. My life was not yet over, and there were cards that still needed to be written. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank you today that you are indeed the healer of souls. You bind up the brokenhearted, your word says, and you bind up their wounds. Today, Father, we've opened some wounds. Today, Father, some people have been awakened to a past. And we ask today, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will grant them the ability to first of all receive your cleansing. And then, Father, to speak to someone in their small groups, someone in their friends, and tell them their story and be affirmed in that forgiveness, that the shame might be removed. We pray for the deliverance of those, Father, struggling with pornography, those who are in immoral relationships, even now as they're listening. We ask today, Father, that you will give them the desire and the strength to do what needs to be done to rebuild a desecrated temple. Oh, Father, we cry up to you today. Come and heal your people, forgive them, and set us free.